我们同有点祷告。
Let's pray。
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you。
每次到你面前来的时候，我们总是觉得我们是给带进光中。
Every time we come before you, we know that you have led us into light。
你改变我们的心思。
You change our hearts。
你也调转我们的脚步。
You adjust our steps。
你让我们看见你才是我们唯一的追求的目标。
You let us see you are the only goal that we have to pursue。
你也是我们所有行动的根据。
You are the foundations of our actions。
主啊，我们承认我们都是从亚当里出来的人。
Lord, we admit that we are all from Adam。
我们长久活在自己的里边而不自觉。
We live in ourselves and we don't know about it。
但是你确实把我们放在你话语的光中。
But you put us into your word。
你要叫我们在光中见光。
And you cause us to see light upon us。
越过越叫我们靠近你自己的心思。
So that we can draw nearer to your hearts。
主啊，我们向你低头敬拜。
But we bow down worship you。
晚上我们再次到你面前来的时候。
Once again we come before you this evening。
我们就是仰望这一位主来继续引领我们。
We look upon our Lord to continue to lead us。
救我们脱离人的愚昧。
And cause us to leave man's foolishness。
吸引我们活出你自己的心思。
And draw us to live out your heart。
主啊，我们向你敬拜。
Lord, we worship you。
但愿你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，晚上再一次在我们里面做厉害的工作。
May you use the spirit of wisdom and revelation to once again work in us。
把我们带进你要我们站立的那一个实际的里头。
And lead us to go into the reality that you wish us to go into。
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank you, Lord。
谢谢你。
We thank you。
你一面用着我们。
On one hand, you use us。
你也同时在那里拆毁又建造我们。
You're also there to tear down and build us up。
如同你在耶利米身上所做的一样。
Just as what you did in Jeremiah。
我们敬拜主。
We worship you, Lord。
但愿主给我们里面向你是够敞开的。
Lord, may we open up before you。
主啊，除了你以外，我们别无所爱。
Lord, besides you, we say that we have nothing that we love。
我们仰望我们的主。
We look upon you, Lord。
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen。我们感谢主，在耶利米书的里边，我们一面看见神用着耶利米来做他的出口。
We thank the Lord. We see it in the book of Jeremiah. On one hand, God uses Jeremiah to speak for him.
一面我们也看见神在使用耶利米的过程的里边，给他很明显的造就。
On the other hand, we see that in the process of using Jeremiah, God is building him up.
弟兄姊妹们应该还记得。
Friends, sister, you should still remember.
在第一章耶利米被召的时候。
In chapter 1, when Jeremiah was called.
神向他说了有两件事。
God spoke to him in two things.
头一件事情就是我立你。
One thing is, I established you.
第二件事情是我使你。
And the other thing is I make you。
那弟兄姊妹们，这个立他和使他。
And the fact that to establish him and to make him。
立他就是神要用他做神的见证。
To establish him means that God wish to use him to be his testimony。
使他是神。把它造成神的见证。
And God created, or God made him to be his testimony.
那如果我们细细的读耶利米书的时候，
When we read the book of Jeremiah in detail,
我们就很清楚的看到这两件事情在整本书的里头是平行的发展的。
We can see that these two things go side by side throughout the chapters.
平常我一般人只是注意耶利米做了什么。
Usually we will only pay attention to what Jeremiah has done.
但是如果我们细细留意的时候。
But when we pay attention to it.
我们也看见神怎么使耶利米能做什么。
We can find out that how God make Jeremiah to be able to do something for him.
这是很重要很重要的。
This is really important.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在看到看了 十四章。
So when we go to chapter 14,
我们已经很清，已经开始看到这两件平行的事情很清楚的出现了。
We can see clearly these two things that go side by side.
那弟兄姊妹先掌握这样的一个领会。
And first we need to grab a hold of this.
我们慢慢慢慢的看，一直看到耶利米书的一大半的时候，你就很清楚看到那个结果了。
And then after we read most of the book of Jeremiah, we'll see the results clearly.
那上一次我们看到神告诉耶利米说，你千万不要为这里的百姓代求。
In the last chapter, God said to Jeremiah, do not pray for these people.
你不必为他们求。
Do not pray for them.
你就是为他们求，我也不听。
Even if you pray for them, I would not listen.
他们自己向我求，我也不听。
Even if they pray for themselves, I would not listen.
那这个观念是我们常常忽略的。
We often overlook this.
我们非常不容易接受这样的一个事实。
It is not easy for us to accept this fact.
因为我们抓牢了神说的，我们主说的一个话。
Because we grab hold fast to something that the Lord said.
叩门就给他开门。
If you knock, I will open the door.
寻找的就寻见。
If you seek, you will find.
祈求的就给他得着。
If you pray, you gain.
你说主有这个应许在这里。
So you said the Lord has this promise.
那怎么他可以不听人祷告？
But how can he not listen to our prayers?
他怎么可以不接受人向他的祈求？
How can he not listen to people's seeking after him?
那如果从我们的想法来说，这个的确是一个不大容易能接受的事实。
According to our thinking, it is not easy for us to accept this.
但是其实我们如果真正的知道什么叫做祷告，
But if we really know what is prayer,
我们不会发生这个难处。
Then we won't have this problem.
轻轻稍微提一下吧。
And now we'll touch upon it lightly. What is prayer?
当然很简单的来说，我们跟神谈话。
Simply put, it's a conversation between us and God.
那这就叫祷告。
This is prayer.
但是这个就是很笼统、很笼统、很肤浅的这样提。
But this is a general thing.
但是你真要看到祷告的时候，
If you really look at what is prayer,
你会看到很明显、很明显，神给我们看到那个祷告的那个界限。
And you will see the boundary that God gave about prayer.
什么祷告是可以祷告的？
What kind of prayer you can pray?
什么事情是不可以祷告的？
What kind of things you cannot pray about?
当然你要做一个祷告的样式是绝对是可以。
If you want to have a form of prayer, you can have it.
但是问题就是说，你那个祷告有没有实际，那这是另外一件事。
But the issue lies in whether you have the reality of prayer.
弟兄姊妹你记得
And Brother Sister, you remember?
我们的主说说到祷告的时候
When our Lord mentioned prayers,
他就说
He said,
你们若奉我的名向父求什么
If you ask in my name to ask
或者说你们若奉我的名求什么
Or you ask in my name to ask for anything
弟兄姊妹们
Brother Sister,
这个奉主的名去祷告
When we say ask in the Lord's name,
已经活定了一个很大的界限在那里，很清楚的界限在那里。
There's a clear boundary there.
一切的祷告必须是在主里面。
All prayers must lie inside the Lord.
如果不是在主里面的，你可以有祷告的样式。
If it's not in the Lord, you can have the form of prayer.
但是那个祷告到不了神的哪里。
But then the prayer would not go before God.
如果从我们的经历上面来说
From our experience,
我们自己也能领会这个
We can understand this.
我们去祷告
When we pray,
一些时候
Sometimes,
你觉得那个祷告真是通畅
You feel like the prayer is really
你这边出来那边就到了神的宝座
Once you pray, it reaches God's throne.
跟神宝座当中是有响应的
There's an echo between you and the phone.
但有些时候呢
But sometimes,
那祷告是祷告了
You pray.
但是好像那个祷告是石沉大海的
But the prayer looks like it sings in the sea.
而只是好像一阵声音过了就什么都没有了
It's as if there's only sound, but there's nothing left.
更甚的呢更糟糕的呢
The worse.
那是祷告不尽是好像石沉大海
Not only the prayer is like a sink in the sea.
甚至你很清楚的感觉那是祷告弹反弹回来的，用一个弟兄的话来讲。
And a brother put it this way, it's as if the prayer bounced back.
那不仅是你那个话语出不去。
Not only do your words do not go out.
你勉强要出去。
You force it out.
那些话就弹回来。
But the words bounced back.
那这是从我们经历上面去领会。
This is what we can understand from our experience.
你说为什么会有这样的情况？
You say, why is it like this?
简单的一句话来说
Simply put,
神不听祷告
God does not listen to a prayer.
神不能听那些祷告
He could not listen to a prayer.
但是你回到主的话里面去看呢
But when you come back to the Lord's word,
究竟有没有主的话提醒我们说什么样的祷告是不应该呢
Are there words from the Lord that remind us what kind of prayers that we should not be praying about?
很清楚的
Clearly,
神先给我们看到你们若在他的旨意里面求那神就应允那这个没有问题
God clearly lets us see that if we ask in his name inside his will then he would answer
但是弟兄姊妹们我们知道有这样的话
Francis, even though we know this word
但是我们在祷告的生活里面就常常忽略上在神的旨意里求
But in our life of prayers, we often overlook the fact that we should pray in His will.
没有实际的奉主的名去求
That is, we do not enter into reality to ask
in the Lord's name. 但是主的话说得很清楚的
But God's word speaks clearly.
你们不求是因为你们得不着是因为你们不求
You do not get because you don't ask.
你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求
You ask and do not receive because you ask in vain.
那这些话都是很清楚的。
These are very clear words.
这是在雅各书第四章上。
These are recorded in the book of James.
刚才说你们按照神的旨意求什么，神必应允。那么是在约翰一书五章上面。
And the other verses are in 1 John.
那奉主的名求了，那就在四福音了。
And to ask in the Lord's name is in the Gospels.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他老早就向我们说好。
He has spoken before.
祷告不是我们上神有所求他就一定有回应
Prayers is not that whenever we ask the God would answer
说的严肃一点
To put it seriously
那就是像耶利米现在所碰到的情形
It's like the situation Jeremiah encounters here
神对耶利米说
God spoke to Jeremiah. Do not pray for them.
你祷告我也不听。
Even if you pray, I would not listen.
他们的祷告我也不听。
I would not even listen to their prayers.
那但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
在当时耶利米来说。
At that time, for Jeremiah.
接受不接受神这个话呢?
Did he accept God's words?
接受。
He did.
但是里面过得去吗?
But
过得去吗?
Can he accept it willingly?
不太过得去
Not really
下面我们就看到
And we will find out later
那我们来看看
Let us see
上一次我们特别提到
Last time we mentioned
所以神说你不要为他去祷为他们去祷告
God said do not pray for them
你祷告了我也不听
I would not listen even if you pray
但是他还是祷告
But he still prayed
他还是为他们求
He continued to intercede for us for them
神说神说在前
But God said
Said already
Oh, God already said
我不听的
I would not listen
那我们就觉得稀奇
So we will be surprised
为什么神不听
Why did God not listen
那我们上次信经怎么了提了一下
Last time at the end we mentioned it lightly
那因为耶利米那个祷告
Because the prayer of Jeremiah,
祷告来祷告去是他自己的祷告。
He prayed according to himself.
他的祷告不能代表犹大。
His prayer could not represent Judah.
因为犹大在神面前的光景与他在神面前的光景没有一点的关联。
Because the condition of Judah and his condition before God, there's no relationship
那对,
between them.
对耶利米来说,
and for Jeremiah,
那耶利米在神面前那个祷告的确是太好了。
His prayer before God was really great.
他就摸到神的性情。
He touched God's
nature. 他也承认神的那个权柄。
He confessed God's authority. And he confirmed God's
faithfulness.
Even today, a lot of brothers and sisters cannot catch up with Jeremiah in his prayers.
那如果说他按照神的性情去上神, 有所求,
when we say that he asked God according to God's nature,
那耶利米有相当的属灵的分量,
and Jeremiah has certain spiritual quality.
但是问题出在什么地方呢?
But where did the problem arise?
问题出在他的祷告, 在神的百姓中间一点也没有响应。
The problem lies in the fact that his prayer has no echo among the people.
所以我们上次特别提到，他后来也是求神，神啊，我们是不配蒙恩。
The last time, and at the very end, we mentioned that he prayed to God and said that we are not worthy, but for your own sake, Lord, for your covenant, for your promise sake, please deliver us. Brothers, this is the heart of Jeremiah. But this is not the heart of Judah. The people of Judah, they did not have this heart.
是啊,弟兄姊妹,你看,就看到,在14章最末了, 耶利米在那里说,我们仍旧等候你, 这个我们仍旧等候你的等候, 指使圣上。
So at the end of chapter 14, it says, therefore our hope is in you. Indeed, this hope is only Jeremiah's.
那现在呢,我们进到15章的时候,
and now when we enter into chapter 15,
我们立刻就看到,
we see that
神回答耶利米这个祷告,
the Lord's reply to his prayer.
先说了他的这一个事实，然后我们回头来看耶利米的问题。
So we first look at this fact, and then we'll look at Jeremiah.
那15章一开始,
in the beginning of chapter 15,
那就是神回应耶利米在14章末后的那一个祷告。
This is God's reply to Jeremiah's prayer in the latter half of chapter 14.
印象更深刻一点，我们稍微念念他那个祷告。
We'll read his prayer.
14章的19节,
Chapter 14, verse 19.
你全然弃掉犹大吗? 你心厌恶施安吗? 为何击打我们以致无法得医治呢? 我们指望平安却得不到好处, 指望痊愈却不料受了惊慌。 耶和华,我们承认自己的罪恶, 和我们列祖的罪孽, 因我们得罪了你。 求你为你名的缘故不厌弃我们，不辱没你荣耀的宝座。求你罪孽不要背了与我们所立的约。外邦人虚无的神，有能降雨的吗？天能自降甘霖呢？耶和华我们的神呢，能如此的不是你吗？所以我们仍要等候你，因为这一切都是你所造的。Verse
19, have you rejected Judah completely? Have you despised Zion? Why have you afflicted us so that we cannot be healed? We hope for peace, but no good has come, for a time of healing, but there is only terror. O Lord, we acknowledge our wickedness and the guilt of our fathers. We have indeed sinned against you. For the sake of your name, do not despise us. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us and do not break it. Do any of the worthless idols of the nations bring rain? Do the skies themselves send down showers? No, it is you, O Lord, our God. Therefore, our hope is in you, for you are the one who does all this.
那我们看到耶利米这个祷告实在是，如果犹大是有响应的话，他这个祷告很典型了。If
Judah has an echo with Jeremiah's prayer, then there's a revival among.
A good model.
It's a good example of prayer.
但是。 可惜的就是,这个只是耶利米的祷告,不是犹大的祷告。
But unfortunately, this is only Jeremiah's prayer, it's not the prayer of Judah.
好了, 那所以十五章神就告诉他说，
So in chapter 15, God told him,
你还是不要为他们祷告。
Do not pray for them.
他说耶和华对我说，虽有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求，我的心也不顾惜这百姓，你将他们从我眼前赶出，叫他们去吧。
Then the Lord said to me, even if Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not go out to these people. Send them away from my presence. Let them go.
那底下神就再说的更具体一点，为什么他不答应他们的祷告，连摩西和撒母耳出头神也不听。
And then below, God explained why he would not listen to the prayers, even if Samuel and Moses stand before him.
那这个待会我们再看。
And we'll talk about this later.
那现在我们先看耶利米个人的问题。
Now we'll look at Jeremiah's problem.
那耶利米个人的问题其实不是他个人的问题。
Jeremiah's problem is not his personal problem.
他的问题也是我们的问题。
His problem is only our problem.
那耶利米的问题在这里是什么呢？
What is his problem?
他不能说他不认识神。
We cannot say that he does not know God.
但是他的认识不全面。
But his knowledge is not complete.
也如同我们这个模样。
It's same as us.
你说我们不认识神，大概这个话又有点过火。
We cannot say that we do not know God.
但是你说我们真认识神，我们又不敢说。
But we cannot say that we truly know God.
事实上，我们的确在认识神的事上面很片面。
In fact, we only have partial knowledge about God.
而并不是全面的认识神。
It's not a complete knowledge of God.
那现在耶利米，他知道神的性情。
So now Jeremiah knows of God's nature.
他也领会神有怜悯。
He understands that God has mercy.
那所以他就按照神的性情和神的怜悯去向神有所求有所要。
So he asks according to God's nature and his mercy.
但是他却忽略了一件事情。
But he overlooks one thing.
没有完整的认识神的性情。
That he did not completely know God's nature.
你留意他的话。
You pay attention to his words?
你全然弃掉犹大吗？
Did you completely forsake Judah?
就好像说你完全不顾惜犹大了。
It's as if that you do not have mercy on Judah anymore.
你不再爱犹大了。
You do not love Judah anymore.
你不再怜悯犹大了。
You do not have mercy on him anymore.
神你确实爱的神啊。
Lord, indeed, you are loving God.
你是怜悯人的神啊。
You are merciful God.
你怎么可以这样呢？
How could you do this?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们把他祷告里边的那个心思分解出来的时候，我们是不是感觉我们也常常落在这种光景里？
If you look at the heart of his prayer, do we not see we always like this too?
我们不得不承认，我们的确是常常落在这种光景里。
We cannot but admit that we always fall into this situation.
而这个光景是什么呢？
What is this condition?
轻松地说
To put it lightly,
那就是我们只顾我们自己的感觉而不顾神的感觉。
We are only mindful of our feelings but not God's.
我们常常只是顾着我们的需要而没有留意神的需要。
We are only mindful of our needs but we don't pay attention to God's needs.
我们常常只是觉得我们感情上的需要满足，却没有领会神的感觉也需要满足。
We only pay attention to satisfying our own feelings, but not to satisfy God's feelings.
那这是在亚当里的人，天然里就非常容易露出来的那一种情形。
This is for someone who's in Adam, that would the condition that would show forth very easily.
因为人的堕落，一堕落就是以自己作为焦点。
Because after man falls, he becomes his own focus.
所以严格的说起来。
So strictly speaking,
那乃是会使用神是爱这一个事实。
So we would take advantage. We would use the fact that God is love.
但是却不知道神是爱。 这一个爱是怎么一回事。
But we do not know what it truly means by God is love, what love is.
刚好，刚过的主日，我到广东组去跟他们一起，看看。
Well, last Sunday I was in the Cantonese group to fellowship with them.
在那里我也稍微，因为交通到那个地方的时候，我也稍微和那些弟兄们提了一下。
When we fellowship, I mentioned something.
爱是我们常常提的。
We always talk about love.
但是我们真的是不知道什么叫做爱。
But indeed, we don't know what love is.
那这个话好，也许很多神的儿女们都不大服气。
Maybe most of a lot of God's children would not agree with this.
的确，在我们平常一般的领会来说，我们也很有理由不服气。
In our understanding, we have our reasons to not agree with this.
但如果我们回到神所显明的爱的那个事实的时候，
But when we go back to the kind of love that God manifests,
我们不得不承认，
we cannot but to admit,
我们实在不知道什么叫做爱。
We do not know what love is.
弟兄姊妹把爱说的痛快淋漓的，那是哥林多前书十三章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it tells clearly what love is.
弟兄姊妹，你看看哥林多前书十三章说爱的时候，那个爱是什么一回事？
When we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we see what love is.
因为我们不是读哥林多前书，我们就不细细去看。
But we won't look at it in details.
我们稍微提就好。
And we'll mention it briefly.
提出那一个焦点的事实就好。
We'll talk about its focus.
爱是长久忍耐。
Love is patient or long suffering.
那弟兄姊妹，什么叫做爱？
What is love?
爱就是长久忍耐。
Love is patient.
那为什么要长久忍耐呢？
Why do you have to be patient?
为什么会有长久忍耐呢？
Why do you need long suffering?
弟兄姊妹们，定规是有人跟我过不去。
It has to be someone has offended us.
所以你才要忍耐。
So you have to be patient.
如果没有人跟你过不去，
If no one offends you,
那你不需要忍耐。
Then you don't need patience.
但是你说我忍他七次行不行？
And you say that can I bear with this person for seven times?
当然我借用主跟彼得说的那番话。
And I'm using the analogy of
the
conversation between the Lord and Peter. And then the Lord said,
要七十个七次。
It has to be 70 times seven.
那就是长久忍耐。
Then that's patience.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
the brothers and sisters,
当我们了解这碰到这个长久忍耐的时候，
When we touch upon this patient,
我们一直不太觉得这个是爱。
We don't feel that this is love.
因为我们觉得要我忍耐那还是爱。
Because we think that if I have to be patient, this is not love.
爱是他不要就跟我过不去。
Love is he would not do anything to offend me.
那些才表明他是爱我。
That would show that he really loves me.
他如果爱我的话，他就不应该如此。
If he loves me, he shouldn't have done this.
弟兄姊妹，是不是我们平常的那个想法是不是这样？
Is this how the way we usually think?
但是你细心的读主这样说。
But when you read in detail what the Lord said,
爱是长久忍耐。
Love is patient.
是在叫谁忍耐啊？
Who is he asking to be patient?
叫给我过不去的人忍耐啊，还是叫我忍耐啊？
Is it for the person who offends you to be patient or for you to be patient?
是要求我。
It's to ask of me.
是要求他。
Not to ask of him.
是要求我。
It's to ask of me.
你再往下去。
And if you continue.
爱是不张狂。
Love does not boast.
是谁不张狂啊？
Who does not boast?
啊，你要爱啊，你不要张狂啊。
You need to love and you do not boast.
不。是你自己不要张狂。
No, it's yourself. Do not boast.
你不要在那里觉得自己不可一世。
Don't think that you're really great.
你不要觉得没有你就这个地球就不转了。
Don't think that the world doesn't turn if it's not
for you. 这个是文革的时候在大陆上的人家用的一句话了。
This is what people say during the Cultural Revolution.
没有你，地球照样转啊。
Even without you, the world will still turn.
但是我们常常是觉得，
But we'll still think,
没有我地球就不会转了。
Without me, the world won't turn.
张狂。
This is boastful.
谁说不张狂是谁不张狂？
God said, do not boast. Who do not boast? It's you yourself.
你再放底下去看。
And if you continue,
不做害羞的事。
It's not self-seeking.
不做害羞的事。
It's not rude. It is not rude.
是吧？那是叫谁不做呢？
And who is it talking to?
叫我自己不做啊。
It's for me.
不是叫别人啊。
It's not for other people.
这些话是都是向着我自己说的。
All these are talking about me.
你再往下去看。
If you continue.
你一直看到每一件事情都是要求自己的。
Is everything's talk about is
asking
of you, asking of yourself.
现在弟兄姊妹们，你看到一般人说，一提到爱的时候，就是你对我好。
And you know, normally when we talk about love, we're asking other to be nice to us.
啊，你给我感觉到你体贴。
And you should be mindful of my feelings.
但是，神的话不是去说你去享用别人的。
But God's word says that it's not for you to enjoy other people.
是要你自己在那里拆开你自己。
But it's for you to tear yourself down.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们翻到也许我们为了印象深刻一点。
In order to have a deeper impression.
那弟兄姊妹们，你再看那里。
We'll look at.
就是。哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
我们留意第三节。
We'll read verse 3.
我若将所有的招聚穷人，又舍身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but not have love.
我把所有的都招聚穷人了，你还说我没有爱？
If I give all I possess to the poor and you said that I don't have love.
怎么可能呢？
How could that be?
我们实在不大了解。
We really don't understand.
我都把我所有的都拿出来了。
If I give up everything that I have,
我还没有爱。
And I still have not love.
原来问题在这里。
And the problem is here.
往下去看你就很清楚看到。
If you continue, you see clearly.
你可以做这些外面看得见的事。
You can
人家都说你是善长恩翁。
You can do all these things outwardly, and people will praise you being a very nice person.
但是你所做的这一切是为了沽名钓誉。
But all these, you're doing it for fame.
太多了嘛，这个在社会上你看到这些事情啊。
It's very common in the society.
你从外面来看，哦，这个事情真的是满了爱。
From the outward point of view, you say that these things are full of love.
弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for what I say.
现在这几年，在中国人的那个圈子里头。
During the recent years among the Chinese people.
不是说在美国，我说在全世界。
Not only in the United States, but all over the world.
不是有一个运动是很流行的吗
？That's a popular movement.
这个运动我叫它运动，事实上也是一个运动，那就是一个慈济啊。
It's a charity among Chinese people doing charity work.
你看看那个慈济他们在外面做的一些事情。
And this particular organization, what they do outwardly.
你能说他们没有爱吗？
Can you say that they don't have love?
如果从外面来看，他们所做的又实际又普遍。
From outwardly, what they do is very practical.
也不求回报。
And they don't ask for anything in return.
你说他们所做的好大的。
And indeed, it's very good.
但弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
当你摸到里面去的时候
，if you see the inside，
你会看到一个事实。
You see a fact.
那是跟那个。轮回佛教的那个轮回的想法 有非常密切的关系。
It has to do with the Buddhist thinking that people would die and then they would become something else in the next life.
他们做这些事情
，They do all these things.
有一个目的的。
There's a purpose in there.
为了那个目的，他们什么都摆得出来。
For that purpose, they would do anything.
因为他们很怕，下一世，下一世，下一世。他不能做人了。
Because they're really afraid that in the next life they cannot become human beings.
他要做别样的东西。
And they have to become something else.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Francisco, you see this.
不止里面有这样一个东西。
Is there something deep in the inside?
那如果你摆到神话语的光里边来。
When you put this under the light of God's word, you can see one thing.
你就是舍己身叫周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，没有爱。
If you give all that you possess to the poor and surrender your body to the flames, but not love, not love.
然后是底下就提到，爱是恒久忍耐呀，又有恩慈啊，爱是不嫉妒啊，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞之事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
And then later on it says, love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Sisters, you see that?
全都是要求自己。
All these are asking of the self.
都是要求我的。
Asking about me.
不是要求别人。
It's not asking about other people.
都是要求我这一个人的。
It's asking of yourself.
换一句话来说。
In other words.
什么叫做爱？
What is love?
爱就是完完全全地拆掉你的自己。
Love is completely tearing down yourself.
为什么呢？
Why?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
既然你说神是爱
When you say God is love
那不是神的有没有爱
It's not whether God has love
不是神的是不是还是不是爱
Whether God is love
不是神就不是爱
If it's not God,
因为我有神是
it's not love Because only God is love
那叫我们有爱
So in order for us to have
love 我们去哪里把爱拿出来
Where do we find love
挤也挤不出来
We cannot even squeeze our love from us But thank God
我们蒙恩得救的时候
After we are saved,
主住到我们里边来
The Lord has dwelt inside us He is love
但是我们把他捆绑了
But we constrain him
我们把他限制了
We limit him
所以我们没有爱流得出来
So we cannot let love flow
就是流出一些爱的外表也没有爱的实意在那里
Even though we have some outward appearance of love we don't have the reality of it
那所以在这里说了很多很多的话常常我们没有想到这许多的话是要拆毁我们自己
So when all these words are spoken we do not know oftentimes we do not know this is for us to tear ourselves down
我们自己拆毁了
When ourselves is torn down,
基督就可以出来了。
Then Christ can come out.
基督出来那就有爱了。
When Christ comes out, then there will be
love. 那当然说到爱呢，还没有不仅是这里所提到的。
Of course, love is not only mentioned here.
那底下还提到一些事。
There's also something.
说爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Says love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth.
凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
一提到这些凡是什么，凡是什么，
When we talk
我们全都不及格、啊。
When we talked about all these always, we're not worthy of this.
我们经常。抱怨这个，抱怨那个。
Because we always complain about this and complain about that.
不在爱里头。
We're not in love.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗
？Francis, do you see?
我们的天然就是这样。
In our nature, we are like
this. 所以一说到爱的时候，主的话的那个实际就是说，拆毁我们自己。
So when we talk about love, the reality is to tear ourselves down. So when we come back to the book of Jeremiah,
你看看耶利米现在是不是也就是这个样
子 We see that is Jeremiah like this?
他只看见那个爱的外表
He only see the outward appearance of love.
他没有摸到那个爱的实际
He did not touch upon the reality of love.
所以他说神啊，你是怜悯人的神，你怎么可以让你的百姓落到那个仇敌的这样的潜逃和对付里呢
So that he said.God, you're the merciful God. How can you let your people under the enemy?
为什么击打我们一次，我们得不着一次呢
How can you punish us so that we cannot be healed?
哎呀，我们盼望在你那里得着痊愈，结果我们还是惊慌的不得了。
We ask for healing, but there's only terror.
虽然我们是不好,
Even though we are bad.
但是你, 你不能失信啊。
But Lord, you cannot be faithless.
你不能背约啊。
You cannot go against your covenant.
你不能不顾你的名啊。
You cannot, not, you cannot forsake your own name.
你也不能 不注意你的荣耀啊。
You cannot forsake your own glory.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
耶利米这个心思的确是很好。
The heart of Jeremiah is indeed very good. But he does not know God.
不认识谁。
Not only does he not know God.
对不起，不完全的认识谁。
He does not know God completely.
同时也忘记了神说的话。
At the same time, he forgets about God's words.
我们上一次特别提到，你要回到生命记去的时候，你就看到神并没有背约。
Last time we mentioned when we go back to Deuteronomy, we will know that God did not forsake His covenant.
因为神要管教他的百姓。
Because God wishes to punish His own people.
这些话神已经说在前边了。
God has already said these words.
如果我们读到。所罗门献了圣殿以后
When we read about Solomon after he offered up the temple,
那神回应所罗门的那个献殿的祷告
and God replied to his prayer,
神也已经很清楚地说了
God clearly said this,
你和你的民如果遵行我的旨意
You and your people, if you observe my will,
你们长久蒙福是没有问题的
You will be blessed.That's no problem.
但是如果你们不这样的话呢?
But if you don't do this,
我会不顾我的名的。
I would forsake my own name.
我会不顾我的殿的。
I would forsake this temple.
我会容它给拆毁。
I would let it be torn down.
啊，我会让别人来指着这个损毁的殿来嘲笑的。
I would let other people to laugh at this temple.
那这些话神都说了在前的。
And God has already said these words.
大概耶利米忘了。
Maybe Jeremiah has forgotten
about this. 我们承认耶利米的确是很好，心思是很好。
We admit that Jeremiah has a very good heart.
他顾念神的荣耀。
He is mindful of God's glory.
他顾念神的，神的信实。
He's mindful of God's faithfulness.
他也顾念神的百姓，所受的那个击打的太重。
And he remembers God's people being punished to a great extent.
但是因为他没有掌握全面的掌握神的性情和神的话语
But because he did not have a complete grasp of God's nature and his will
所以他做了一个话语很好的祷告但是却没有摸到神的心
So he has his prayer with beautiful words but the prayer does not touch upon God's nature
感谢神
We thank God.
我们常常说
We say this often.
神允许我们做愚昧的事
God allows us to do something foolish.
但是他在我们做愚昧的事的时候
But when we do something foolish,
他就来把我们纠正
He would adjust us.
他是把我们带回神所以为正的事上面
And he would lead us back to what he sees correct.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
那我们如果归纳耶利米这一个祷告来说一说的话
If we summarize Jeremiah's prayer,
那我们看出人在神面前一个很严重又很普遍的确实是什么
We'll see a real serious shortcoming of people before God.
那乃是我们用着我们自己的感情来侍奉神
That is, we use our own feeling to serve God.
却忽略了神的感觉
But we've neglected God's feelings.
以致我们的感情和神的感觉当中发生了差距
So there's a difference between our feelings and God's feelings.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
所以十五章我们一开始就说神对他说
So in chapter 15,
有撒母耳跟摩西站在我的面前带球我也不顾惜这些百姓
In the beginning, the Lord said to me, even if Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not go out to these people. Why?
你说撒母耳祈求。
He said when Samuel prayed.
摩西来祈求。
When Moses prayed.
神你都不听。
You won't listen, God.
你说他们两个人的祷告是很厉害啊。
We say that their prayers must be very great.
我们承认撒母耳的祷告把整个的以色列带回到神的面前。
Because of Samuel's prayer, he brought back the whole Israel before God.
摩西也是一样。
And the same for Moses.
把以色列重新带回神的带领的底下。
He has brought Israel once again back to God's guidance.
但是神说就是他们两个人在这里代求我也不听。
But God said, even if they intercede, I would not listen.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
但弟兄姊妹，我们留意到了。
Brothers and sisters, we pay attention to this.
摩西在神面前的祷告。
The prayer of Moses before God.
有一个根据的。
That's a basis.
什么呢？
What is it?
整个以色列在神面前悔改。
The whole Israel repent before God.
弟兄姊妹，你回头去读出埃及记他们拜金牛犊以后所发生的事。
If you go back to read Exodus and what happened after they worshipped the golden calf,
整个以色列除了给杀掉的那些以外，他们在神面前都伏下来。
The whole Israel except those who were killed, they repent before God.
撒母耳呢？
What about Samuel?
也是一样。
It's the same.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你看到。
You see that?
在他们没有心思回转向着神的时候，
Before their hearts were turned back to God,
他们不是跟非利士人打仗的时候连约柜都抬出去吗？
When they were fighting with the Philistines, the ark was captured.
那结果是怎么呢？
So what happened?
结果是约柜都给掳了。
The ark was captured.
弟兄说你就给我们看，就给我们看到。
So we see,
人和神的关系从来不是看表面的。
The relationship between man and God is not from outward.
神一直是看人的里面。
Because God looks at our inside.
如果人里面不对了，
if we are not correct inside,
你外面做出来做的再对还是不对。
However well you do outwardly is incorrect.
不要以为我抬了约柜出来呢，非利士人一定给打败。
Don't think that if because you have the ark that the Philistines will be defeated.
不。
It's not so.
神是看属他的人和他的那个关系正常不正常。
God looks at the relationship between the people who belong to him and him.
如果那个人这些人在神面前的关系不正常，
If the relationship is not correct,
并且不正常到一个地步底下我们要说的，
To an extent where we will talk about later,
那你就不必盼望神的耳朵会吃上他们听他们的祷告。
Then you do not hope that God will listen to you and your prayer.
弟兄姊妹，你留意神在这里说。
We pay attention to this.
虽有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求，我的心也不顾惜这百姓。
Even if Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not go out to these people.
用人的话来说，是不是很绝情啊？
In man's word, isn't it very cold-hearted?
怎么神这样绝情呢？
Why is God so cold?
这是人的感觉。
This is man's feeling.
但是我们看下去的时候，
But when we read along,
你就得到一个观念了。
You can gain,
你就有一个这样的印象了。
You will see this. You have this impression.
是人把神逼到一个地步。
Is man forces God to an extent.
到了尽头了。
It's to the very end point.
神把人逼到尽头了。
God, man has forced God to a point.
神再忍耐也好像没有条件了。
God has no way to continue to bear with the people.
神再要退让，神也没有那个环境给神去退让了。
God has no ground to step back anymore.
那么所以是人把神逼到尽头，神在人身上才隐藏了他的怜悯。
So is man forces God to a point that God has to hide his mercy toward man.
神才隐藏了他对人的怜恤。
God has hide his mercy toward man.
神要来管教人。
that God has to punish the people. And he has to
你说鞭打人,
give them punishment.
怎么那么厉害呢?
You said, why is the punishment so severe?
我们要领会这一件事,
we have to understand this.
神所以不听那个时候不听他们的祷告,
the reason God did not listen to the prayers at that time,
神也不顾惜他们,
that he did not have mercy on
乃是为着,
them, it was because
要借着环境,
he wants to use the circumstances to cause them to repent. Because of man's foolishness, they do not know how to repent. They always think they have their right. It's always the other person who's wrong. That he has all the rights. So that they do not know to repent. But God let us see clearly here.
神所做的那么绝对, 乃是要叫人悔改。
God has done this to an absolute point because he wants people to repent.
我们读希伯来书的时候也很清楚地看到这样的一件事。
When we read the book of Hebrews, we can see this clearly also.
管教的是, 是为了叫人在神的圣洁上有份。
God disciplined people because he wants us to have a portion in his holiness.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
主虽然好像杀手杀得很重,
even though it seems like his hand was heavy on the people,
但是神说出,
but God said
他是不得已的,
he could not help it.
神连他的荣耀, 连他的圣殿都交出去,
he has forsaken his own temple and his glory.
神父的代价也不轻的,
he has paid a great price also.
但是人只看见人受苦, 人受苦,
but man can only see that they are suffering, they are suffering.
却没有看见人的, 神的名, 给亵渎,
but they did not see that God's name was blasphemy.
神的荣耀给误解,
and that his glory was misunderstood.
那所以, 神在这里很清楚地告诉摩西,
so God said clearly
to
Jeremiah, do not pray for them.
就是有摩西和撒母耳在代求,
even if Moses and Samuel were to pray for them, I would not listen to them.
我要把他们从我眼前赶出去,
I would send them away from my presence.
他们如果问,
and if they ask you,
要赶到什么地方?
Where shall we go?
神在底下就说了一大堆话,
and God says below,
该怎样的就怎样, 该怎样的就怎样,
if they're destined for this, they will be this.
最末了就是说, 又使他们在天上万国中抛来抛去, 那是第四节。
At the end, in verse 4, it says, I'll make them abhorrent to all the kingdoms of the earth.
不给刀杀的就饿死的,
if they were not killed by the sword, they will be starved to death.
不饿死的就给掳掠的,
if they're not starved to death, they will be captured.
不掳掠的, 也就在天上万国给抛来抛去.
If they're not captured, they will be detestable to all the kingdoms of the earth.
如果你要看那一个, 神管教的结果,
for instance, if you were to see the result of God's punishment,
那就是很可怜啊,
it's very pitiful.
很不容易承受啊,
it's hard to bear.
用人的话来说很残酷啊,
it's really cruel in man's point.
但是神不是只是让他们看见他们那个结果是这样,
but God not only let them see what the result was,
神指出他们落到这个光景的那个原因,
God pointed out the reason that they fall into this condition.
这里说到两件事情,
here it talks about two things.
第一件事情是在第四节的末了,
the first thing is at the end of verse 4.
说出开头的那个原因,
it talks about the beginning, the reason.
他们遭遇这样的事情都是因为犹大王西西家的儿子马拿西在耶路撒冷所行的事.
They encounter all this is because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, did in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹,你说马拿西做的事情怎么要我们这一代的人来承担?
And you say that why did the things done by Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, that causes our problems?
马拿西做的事情差不多是一百年前, 左右起的事情了。
That he has done is about 100 years ago.
怎么还要我们来承担呢？
Why do we have to bear the consequences?
那弟兄姊妹，我们老早已经提过了。
We've talked about it before.
马拿西所做的事。
The things that were done by Manasseh.
乃是用别样来代替了神。
It was, he used something else to take God's place.
详细的弟兄姊妹可以回到历代志或者列王记上面去看看。
You can read in the Chronicles or the Kings for detail.
你知道马拿西做的事情就是用别样来代替耶和华神。
You know what Manasseh did was he used something else to take God's place.
不是一点点的代替。
It's not just bit, a little bit.
是全部的代替。
It's a complete replacement.
但是你说后来马拿西本人悔改啊。
But you said that at the end, Manasseh, he repented.
感谢神。
We thank God.
马拿西悔改，神就迟延对犹大的管教。
Because of his repentance, God delayed his punishment on Judah.
还容让马拿西的儿子约西亚好像给犹大带来一点点外表的复兴。
And he let the son of Manasseh bring some revival to Judah.
人看约西亚的那一个日子是一个复兴。
People look at the days of Josiah as a day, these are days of revival.
但是在神眼中看来
，But in God's eyes，
马拿西当时所犯的罪，他个人是悔改回转的。
For Manasseh, the sins that he has committed, he has repented from them.
但是他把犹大带到犯罪里，这个事实却没有改变。
But it did not change the fact that he has brought the whole Judah into sin.
也就是说，他犯罪那个影响，影响着犹大通国的人，
in other,
一直到耶利米的日子没有过去。
In other words, the consequences of his sin of the whole Judah, it has affected the whole Judah until the day of Jeremiah.
这样的事情我们也早提过了。
And we have already mentioned this.
如果弟兄姊妹们还不够清楚的话，你回去查考以西结书开头的十几章，你就看到了。
If you're not still not clear about it, you can go to the book of Ezra.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神指出。
God pointed out.
你们把我逼到尽头了。
You have forced me to the end.
因为你们跟着马拿西所做的事情。
Because you have followed what Manasseh did.
那神呢？
So what about God?
从马拿西以后，
After Manasseh?
一直到犹大被掳以前，
Until the day before Judah was captured.
除了约西亚王是有个人在神面前有一个转回。
Besides King Josiah, that he repented before God.
其他的王没有一个不跟着马拿西的路继续往前走。
All the other kings, none of them do not follow the ways of Manasseh.
那弟兄姊妹回到历代志和解是列王记去看的时候，你就看见接连那三四个王，神都给他们很厉害的管教，给神向他们发出很严厉的言语。
If you go back to the books of the Chronicles and the Kings, you see that there are three or four kings there. God has heavy punishment on them and discipline.
而不单是对王是这样。
Not only is for the king.
对整个的犹大都是这样。
It's also for the whole Judah.
但是神的忍耐和神在那里所留下的许多许多次的机会。
But God's patience and all the opportunities that he has left for them.
都没有反应。
Did not gain any reaction.
人照样的不管神。
People continue to ignore him.
人照样的把神的话当作空气。
That people continue to ignore his words.
那所以结果呢？
So as a consequence,
神现在又给他说出，神所以现在下手下的那么重。
The reason that his hand was so heavy on them.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
第七节。
In verse 7.
神做了那么许多的事情，最末了的那一句。
That God has done all these and the last thing.
他们仍不转离所行的道。
For they have not changed their ways.
那用人的话来说是什么呢？
In man's words.
死不悔改。
Is they do not change their ways. Even to death.
罗丁说你看到神指出这两个事实。
That God pointed out these two facts.
这两个事实就把神逼到尽头。
These two facts has forced God to the very end.
结果就是让神隐藏了他的体恤和怜悯。
As a result, God has hidden his mercy.
神 只好下到最重的手来给他们管教。
So God can only lay his hand heavily on them to punish them.
那是当神和耶利米说过了这些话了。
So after God has spoken all these words to Jeremiah,
我们留意耶利米的反应。
We pay attention to the reaction of Jeremiah.
从第十节开始。
From verse 10.
哎呀，耶利米好像有点自怜了。
So it's as if Jeremiah has pity on himself.
事实上。
But in fact,
耶利米当时也实在是受了很多很多的误会了。
Jeremiah has encountered a lot of misunderstanding.
因为他一直告诉人说你们要悔改，神要你不悔改的话，神要把你们交给外邦人。
Because he has been telling people that you need to repent, otherwise people, the God will give you away to other nations.
这些话都是当时的犹大人不要听的。
But these are not.Listened by the people of Judah at that time.
不想听的。
They did not want to listen.
怎么不说一点好话？
Why don't you say something nice?
怎么说的话总是这样的，叫人不愉快。
Why do you say these unpleasant words?
所以你留意从第十节开始。
So you pay attention from verse 10 on?
是耶利米在那里有点自怨。
So,Jeremiah has some complaints.
但神也没有把他的自怨带走。
But God,
自怜带走。
God did not deliver him from his self-pity.
人只是告诉他一些事情。
And God only tells him something.
这些事情没有办法更改的了。
And these things cannot be changed.
被掳的事情一定要施行的了。
The fact that people will be captive...
你就是自怨自恨自怜也不会改变这个光景的。
No matter how you complain and be self-pity, it cannot be changed.
感谢神。
We thank God.
那当神和耶利米有了这些的对话。
When God has spoken these words to Jeremiah. And when he had this conversation.
就在神的面前。
Jeremiah before God.
慢慢的就回到光里了。
He has gradually come back to the light.
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意。
We pay attention to this, brothers and sisters.
整个十五章是耶利米跟神的对话。
The whole chapter 15 is a conversation between Jeremiah and God.
神说了一些话，耶利米有一些反应，神又说一些话，耶利米有一些反应。
The God spoke of some words and Jeremiah had some reaction, but so on and so forth.
那反映到一个地步
，to a point，
耶利米也发觉他自己的愚昧了。
Jeremiah discovered his own foolishness。
当然还不能完全脱离他起初的那些感觉。
He hasn't completely get rid of his own feelings originally。
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到了
？And you pay attention to this, brother.
耶利米在这里就说了一些话。
Jeremiah said some words here。
这些话，如果我们单独把它抽出来的话。那些个话是非常完美的。
If we look at these words individually, these are perfect words.
但是如果我们从这一段话里头来看这些话呢，我们就觉得耶利米在神面对神的认识有了进步，但是还是留下一点点尾巴。
But if we read this inside the context, we'll say that he has made some improvement in his knowledge of God. It's not perfect.
耶利米跟神在这里因着犹大的那个结果有了这些对话的以后呢
？And because of Judah, what happened to them that led to this conversation.
我们留意十六节了。
We pay attention to verse 16.
耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因为我是称为你名下的人。
Verse 16, when your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
耶利米跟神对话的过程的里头接受了一点光照。
The process of conversation between Jeremiah and God, he has been enlightened.
主啊，我是看重你的话语。
Lord, I take to heart your words.
我是以你的话语做我的供应。
I look at your words as my provision.
并且我是用你的话语来做我的满足。
And it's my satisfaction.
我是需要一直根据你的话语来决定我的脚步。
I need to walk inside the light of your words.
弟兄姊妹，记得上面他不是说吗？
And before this, we see what he said.
他说出了一件事情，人的脚步为耶和华所定的。
He speak of one thing, that man's steps are determined by God.
行路的人也不能定自己的脚步嘛。
Those who walk cannot decide their own ways or path.
那是在第十章的二十三节。
It is in chapter 10, verse 13.
那是他看见这个事情。
When he saw that at that time.
但是他没有把握这个事情怎么会发生在人的身上。
But he did not have a good grasp of how these things can happen to men.
现在他看到了。
Now he sees.
他在光里面看到了。
He sees in the light.
我一切的事情完完全全是根据你的话。
All these things that happen to me is all according to your words.
没有你的话，我就没有路了。
Without your words, I don't have a way.
因为我知道是你的话把我带进你的喜悦里的。
Because I know it is your words that can lead me into your pleasure.
而我也必须是要按照你的话来跟随的。
And I have to follow according to your words.
不是按照我的感觉来跟随的。
It's not according to my own feelings to follow.
因为我是称为你名下的人。
Because I bear your name.
我是你名下的人。
I'm under your name.
那我的一切的发表是要发表你。
All I have to express is to express yourself.
不是发表我。
But it's not to express myself.
我一切的发表是要发表你。
All I have to express is you.
所以我必须要按照你自己的话来跟随。
So I have to follow according to your words.
我们是在感谢神。
We thank our God.
所以耶利米在这个地方。
So here.
很清楚的了解到他该如何的跟上神的感觉，而不停留在自己的感觉里。
Jeremiah clearly understands that he has to follow God's feelings, not his own.
但是很可惜的。
But pitifully,
弟兄姊妹们，我们不得不承认。
But sisters, we cannot but to admit.
我们心思里边领会神的事情容易。
In our hearts, it's easy for us to understand God's matters.
实际要脱离我们的感觉不容易。
But in order to do away our feelings is not easy.
实际要跟上神的感觉不容易。
To follow God's feelings is not easy.
不容易的原因在哪里呢？
What's the reason?
因为我们都是凭着眼见来生活的人。
Because we live according to what is seen.
我们总是觉得眼见的事情是错不了的。
Because we always think that what we can see is correct.
那所以我读耶利米读到这一个地方的时候，我们要办法不在主的面前伏下来说承认一件事，神啊，我们就是这样的人。
So when I read the book of Jeremiah to this point, I cannot help but to bow down before God and admit that we are such people.
弟兄姊妹，你看到
And sisters, you see,
如果你能领会神的言语是我的喜乐，是我的满足的时候，
If you can understand that God's words is our joy and our satisfaction,
神已经说了话了。
God has spoken.
神并不是没有说话。
It's not that God did not speak.
神已经说了话了。
God has spoken.
那既然 既然神的话语是我的喜乐，是我的满足。
If God's words is my joy and my satisfaction,
神已经说了话了。
That God has already spoken.
我还能自怨吗？
Why, how can I complain?
我还能自怜吗？
How can I have pity on myself?
弟兄姊妹，你看，
耶利米
说了那几句话，又调回那个自怜。自怨的情绪的里面。
The last words of Jeremiah, he went back to complaint and self-pity.
你看呢、啊？十八节。
Let's reach.
我的痛苦为何长久不息呢？我的伤痕为何无法医治呢？不能痊愈呢？难道你待我有诡诈，像流干的河道吗？像谁说的话？
Verse 18. Why is my pain unending and my wounds grievous and incurable? Would you be like to me a deceptive brook? Like a spring that fails, who is he speaking to?
上神说的。
He's speaking to God.
上面才说到神啊，你是怎么叫我喜乐和满足。
In the beginning, he said how God gave him joy and satisfaction.
底下又跑出一些这样难为情的话。
Now he has said these embarrassing words.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法不承认。
Lord.But it says that we cannot help but to admit.
要脱离眼见，的确不是一件很容易的事。
We have to do away what is seen. It is not possible. It's not easy.
如果不脱离眼见，我们也没有办法在神的面前能更好的跟主继续往前走。
If we cannot do away what is seen, it's hard for us to follow God and to continue on our path.
哎呀，到了这一个时候。
So to this point,
神就直接对他说话了，不是说百姓的话了，是直接对他来说了。
God speaks directly to him, not talking about the people.
事实上，我们能体会到耶利米的当时的眼见的环境的确是很苦。
We can understand that at the time Jeremiah is facing a very difficult situation.
你把神的话说出去，人不要听。
If you speak God's word, people won't want to listen.
翻过来的还要对付他。
And they will also want to deal with him.
连最亲近的人都对付他。
Even the people who are closest to him want to deal with him.
在前面我们已经看到了。
We've seen this before.
在以后我们看到更多了。
And then later on, there's more to come.
那你要他脱离眼见，那他说，是的，如果你要用我的话，你总叫这个环境转变一下嘛。
If you want him to do away with what is seen, then he would say, God, if you want to use me, you have to deliver me from these circumstances.
如果是这个样的话，我说来说去都是打空气的。
If it continues, I'm going to be speaking in vain.
感谢神。
But thank God.
神知道。
God knows.
怎么把它造成合神用的那个器皿。
How he can make him a vessel that can be used by God.
所以十九节开始到末了，神跟他说了一些很清楚的话。
So from verse 19 on, God said something important to him.
什么话呢？
What are these words?
说耶和华如此说，
Therefore,
你若归回，我就将你再带来，使你站在我面前。
Therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you repent, I will restore you that you may serve me.
这是第一件事情。
This is the first thing.
神明明告诉他。
God says clearly.
尽管眼见的环境是很糟糕。
Even though the situation is really bad.
你不能离开你该站的地位。
You cannot leave the position that you are in.
如果你已经离开了，你只要向我回转。
If you have already left,
you only need to repent. 我会把你重新放在你该站的。那个地位上。
I will restore you to your original position. This is the first.
第二，
Second,
你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，你就可以当作我的口。
If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesman.
你必须懂得
you have to,
做那个准确的拣选。
You have to understand and to make the correct decision.
什么是神看为宝贵的？
What is deemed worthy by God?
什么是神看为下贱的？
What is deemed worthless by God?
什么是人看为宝贵的？
And what is seen as worthy by man?
什么是人看为下贱的？
And what is seen by worthless by man?
那在这些这里提就是四件情形。
And four situations here.
你懂得分辨那个真正的下贱和宝贵。
You have to distinguish what's worthy and worthless.
那你就能做我的出口。
Then you can be my spokesman.
我就能要用着你。
And I can use you.
这是第二件事。
This is the second thing.
要分别。
To be able to distinguish.
不要跟随潮流。
do not follow the trend.
不要人家说好你就说好。
Don't say it's good because people say it's good.
不要人家说这个不行你就说不行。
Don't say this is bad because man says so.
一切的事物像你刚才所说的根据神的话语来去判别。
You have to follow God's word to distinguish everything.
你会这样分别。
The reason you can distinguish.
你就做了我的口。
If you can distinguish, you can be my spokesman.
弟兄姊妹,你看到那个关键吗?
Do you see the relationship?
和关系吗?
Do you see the key there?
The relationship. 神的话语是你的满足。
God's word is your satisfaction.
是你的喜乐。
It's your joy.
你就成了神的口。
Then you become God's spokesman.
因为你里面所有的就是神的话语。
Because what you have inside is God's words.
传出来的就是神的话语。
What you express is God's words.
所以就成了神的口。
So you've become God's spokesman.
你看到这个关联了。
My sister, do you see the relationship?
这个第二件事。
This is the second thing.
你要凭借着神的话做依据来决定你所要做的。
You have to use God's words as a basis to determine what you need to do.
第三。
And the third thing?
你必须坚定地站立，不要。
You have to be steadfast and do not go astray.
一直坚强地站在神的一边。
Stand strongly on God's side.
那这样。
And then.
他们不管怎么样来对付你。
No matter how they deal with you.
你都不必惧怕。
You will not be afraid.
不必像刚才。 他祷告的时候说，我盼望痊愈，结果我倒是惊慌。
It's not like what he said before that I hope for healing, but it's only terror.
他说你就不必了。
Then you don't need to be like that.
因为我要使你成为坚固的铜墙。
Because I'll cause you to be a fortified wall.
并且我与你同在。
And also I am with you.
要拯救你。
To rescue.
搭救你。
And to save you.
这是耶和华说的。
Declares the Lord.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神在这里给他看到一件事情。
God let us see one thing.
你既然已经看到了，我的言语是你的根据。
If you have seen that, my words are your basis.
你就确实地按照我的言语来往前去。
Then you should be steadfast and walk according to my words.
你是这样的行走的时候。
When you walk like this,
我就负你的责任。
I will be responsible for you.
弟兄姊妹，你看见一些什么事情？
What do you see, brothers?
神给他的那一个回应乃是这样。
The reply of God is like this.
不是让他脱离难处。
It's not to deliver him from difficulties.
也不是叫他不遇见难处。
It's not also not to cause him not to encounter difficulties.
而是在难处里边蒙拯救，蒙保守。
But it's within difficulties that he would have deliverance.
这是耶利米在给神使用的过程当中所接受的造就。
This is what Jeremiah has received in the process of being used by God.
一面给神使用，一面接受神的造就。
On one hand, he's used by God. On the other hand, he was built up by God.
像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
耶利米不是一出来就成熟的。
Abraham, Jeremiah was not mature in the beginning.
都是慢慢慢慢在服侍神、跟随神的路上不住地接受神的修理。
It's a gradual process that they have been adjusted by God in the process of serving Him.
渐渐就成为主手中合用的器皿。
And gradually they have become a vessel used by God.
所以我们说，我们一面看。 神怎么用着耶利米的时候，我们也一面看神怎么造就耶利米。
So we say that when we look at how God uses Jeremiah, we also see how God built him up.
他在主面前的经历那个原则，也是我们今天在神面前跟随主的那个原则。
The principle of his experience before God is also the principles of ours today.
但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我想我们今天晚上。 就结束在这里。
We'll stop here tonight.